What's in your heart? Do you remember the last time you sat with God and truly repented of your wrongdoing, expressed sincere regret or remorse? Do you think you have anything to repent for? Most of the time, I feel like I'm a pretty good person, until I examine Paul's list of improper behaviors, otherwise known as sin. I see myself more than once. He says we are all filled with wickedness, evil, greed, and vice, stuffed with jealousy, murder, quarreling, dishonesty, and ill will. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God. They are insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They plan evil schemes. They disobey their parents. They are brainless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 31. The CJB notes that Rabbi Eliezer instructed the people to repent one day before you die. The people asked Rabbi, "How can we do that? Who knows on what day he will die?" To this he replied, "All the more reason to repent today. You might be dead tomorrow." There is no one righteous, not even one. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. The Bible doesn't specifically state that everyone sins every day, but it states plainly that each of us needs to recognize our own sin before God. He won't love you any less. He already knows. He wants to make sure you know. If you have an unrepentant heart, you are storing up anger for yourself on the day of anger. Romans chapter 2, verse 5. But to those who seek glory, honor, and immortality by perseverance in doing good, he will pay back eternal life. Romans 2, 7. Do you want to be closer to God? Let him examine your heart and discuss the areas you fall short. We all have them. Are you being called to repent today? Consider all of your sins, not just the big ones. Reflect on why your actions were wrong and how you have hurt others with your sin. Think about what it does to your soul. Humble yourself before God. Admit you don't always do the right thing. Believe that God can, will, and wants to forgive you. It's a scrubbing of your soul that makes you shine before God. If this has encouraged you, please share.